and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with three generations of positive people, featuring Real World Dar,
that's me,
Millennial Jen, that's me, and Not So Silent Bob,
that's me.
We'll make you laugh, we'll make you think, and we'll always end on a happy note. In today's episode, we're going to discuss the question, what is something you don't like about yourself or have come to terms with? So, who wants to go first? Any volunteers? Dar, was that you volunteering?
I think it was. I was kind of hinting to Bob to start.
Well, Bob, we'll do that. All right,
I
Bob.
This was really hard. I thought it was hard anyway. And I thought about it all week. Well, actually, I didn't think about it all week because I forgot what it was. But from the time that Dar told me what it was, I've been thinking. I even, you know how you wake up from sleep and then the first thing things come to your mind? So that would pop in my mind, and instead of going to sleep, I would lay there thinking about what the heck is there about me that, see, because I thought it was something that you didn't like that you've come to terms with, not or. You threw the little or in there. So that's okay, but.
Okay. And what is something you don't like about yourself and have come to terms with? How's that? Does the and make it feel better?
That makes it harder.
Okay. Well, I don't know how to. Yeah, I don't know how
you
to
mentioned
fix
it. Why, Bob?
But anyway, I did come up with something, but it's not a personality thing. That's what I was trying to work on, and it's not like I think I'm perfect. I'm far from that. I know that.
Really, Bob? You are pretty perfect.
No, not thank you, but my wife already says that. She says I'm going to have to buy a couple of new hats that are larger. So don't start that.
But your head's grown over there, huh,
yeah,
Bob?
Yeah, especially after the front page story. What the heck?
For those of our listeners that don't know, our podcast was featured on the front page of our local newspaper a few weeks back. Above the fold, front page feature story of a Tuesday newspaper. So that's what Bob's referring
in
to.
In full color.
Full color. Wow, you learned a lot of new words, Bob. That's great. Yes, our podcast cover art and an article that was really nice and long. And it was definitely a slow news day that Tuesday, but we were grateful for it. We've had an uptick in our listeners. So this is great. Anyway, Bob, back to you and your answer.
Well, so I decided I could go, okay, I'm going to go with two short ones. One was that when I was in high school, I was kind of a wallflower type kid. I was shy. And I had very few friends in high school. I had friends on the block that I played with and hung around with, but not so much in high school. So that always kind of bothered me. And so when I got into college, I worked on it. And I started off being kind of a goofball. But it helped me get out of my shell. Little by little, that's why being the not so silent Bob is kind of like my wife just says, I can't believe, you went from being a wallflower, being quiet and shy, and now here's where you are today. Well, yeah, I mean, something I didn't like about myself, I worked on it, I changed it. The one thing I can't change that I have come to terms with, however, is, and when I was younger, it used to really bother me because you know how important it is when you're young that you look like everybody else and that, there's, for some reason, you feel like you don't want to look in any way strange or weird or anything. Well, you come to terms with that. And my turn coming to terms with it is that I never liked my big nose. And so, so that's one of the things that I guess it doesn't bother me anymore. I mean, now, of course, what I understand is that the older you get, the more your ears keep growing. And I hear that your nose keeps growing. So I don't know if that's true or not, but if it does, I guess I'm just going to have to live with it, right?
That's right, Bob. And I mean, maybe you should do a picture comparison of then and now. That's going around on social media now. See, compare your ears and your nose.
You know, one thing when I was younger.
It's all proportionate, though, so that's good.
Yeah, thank
right,
you.
Right, Jim?
You know, the funny thing when I was younger, I noticed that when I looked at myself in the mirror, I wouldn't look at the whole picture, I stand back and look. I would focus on all the imperfections. I would look at, focus on my nose, focus on something else. I maybe had some pimples or something. And then as I've gotten older, I maybe because my eyesight's not as good, I look better now.
Oh, that's funny. Well, you know, okay, so I wasn't, this, you kind of made me think of a story about myself that I wasn't going to share, and this is not my share, so this isn't taking the place of my turn. But I had a buck tooth. Growing up, I had one front tooth that was longer than all the other teeth, and it would curl under my bottom teeth, and I hated it. And every time I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh, that tooth, and I wouldn't smile, so I wasn't a very smiley kid. And people would ask me, like, well, why don't you just get it fixed? And I'm like, I don't know if they can fix it. And then I turned 18. I got a job. I took my first paycheck to the dentist, and I said, I will pay anything. Just fix this tooth. And the dentist says, yeah, the dentist says, oh, you don't like that? And I was like, no. And he's like, well, I'm sorry, I didn't know that before. Give me a second. And he files it down in literally 3 seconds.
Oh.
So something that bothered me, like my entire life, the dentist filed off in literal seconds. There was no charge. It was free. It just came with my dental cleaning. And I get compliments on my teeth on a regular basis. And it just blows my mind because for years.
Now, let me ask you a question. You weren't self-conscious about it because people called you Fang or something. Is that part of it?
Wow, Bob.
No, I was like you, though. I'd look in the mirror and all I saw was that one, like that one, I don't know, woodchuck tooth. I don't know what you call it, but beaver tooth is what I called it, my beaver tooth. And and it's just so weird to me because people always are telling me like what great teeth I have. And I never got braces or anything like that. Just a little file, and bam.
You could have done that yourself. Just got your dad's file and worked on it.
Well, I don't. I'm so perfect that I there's no imperfection. No, I'm joking.
Do you?
Mine is my smile.
Oh, really? Like,
yeah, I hate that my gums show when I smile.
Oh. I've never noticed it at all, ever. You got a great smile. I never have noticed that. Isn't that funny? I don't.
That's annoying.
I bet you if
you
ask people, nobody would say that. Yeah, you can see your gums when you smile. I bet you nobody says that.
Never noticed. That's what you chose, Dark?
No, that's not.
Oh, that's your physical characteristic.
About,
Okay.
I had to really dig deep to find an imperfection, but that's one of them. No, I'm joking.
You know what's amazing? Okay, so I'm going to throw my husband under a bus here. But my husband has, like, what I was always very attracted to teeth. I thought, you know, nice teeth were just, like, so attractive. And then I met my husband, and he smiled, and I'm like, oh, no. And he knows. But the thing is, like, he's got a lot of gaps up in there, and he loves his smile. My husband loves his teeth. He loves his smile. He never wanted braces. He's, like, so happy, and he's the smiliest guy I know. And it's just amazing because I don't know what the difference is. Like, he always looked in the mirror and thought, I love my unique smile. And I thought, oh, no, we're going to pass that on to our children. But... yeah, it's interesting, though. Each their own, I guess.
Wow.
All right, Dar.
Okay, you ready for me?
Yes. So your question.
I'm good. I'm ready. So this was an interesting one for me because, you know, if you listen to some of the previous podcasts and I talk about my family, there's this thread of being jokesters. And it's common in my family. And you know how growing up, all you know is what you're exposed to really with your family. And when I went away to college, I joked with everybody. I would tease, I would joke, I would find whatever I could. And what I realized over that time was that, you know, people weren't, they didn't joke like that. In my family, we just joke all the time. We were just humorous, funny people. But I realized when I went to college that everyone didn't joke that way. And I had a few people that really, because of the approach that I took to joke, that I hurt them. And I affected them because it just wasn't their thing. And so what I've learned is how to manage my joking and not joke at the expense of someone else or to make someone else look smaller or worse than me. If that makes sense.
Does that make sense? And I feel you so much. I've always had a very sharp wit, and I don't know, something about just like digging into people. It's just always been a lot of fun. But yeah, I had to learn that lesson the hard way too. So
yeah. So that's my thing of, you know, growing up, I didn't know that it was bad. It was just the way it was in my family. We just joked and teased. I mean, we've done Christmas gag gifts. And one of my cousins gave his sister toilet paper. And it was like, what? And he said, because you're full of, you know. So, I mean, it was just, you know, that's just how it was.
It's a gag
gift. I learned, it's a gag gift. But I learned, you know, over the course of, especially my college years, that everyone just can't handle it or doesn't receive it in the same way.
Right.
And that I don't have to, even though I'm a jokester, I don't have to put people down or look at their imperfections like we've been talking about a little bit and highlight those to embarrass them.
Right.
So that's what I learned.
I love that. Yeah, I definitely had to learn kindness. I don't think it was super innate growing up to be kind, but I had to learn that. So that's interesting. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, I was like Bob and was awake every night trying to come up with how to answer this. I felt like I had like an existential crisis trying to answer this, and not because it was hard to find something, but I felt like my list was really long. And so trying to narrow it down to just one thing, and even right now, I don't know what I'm going to say because the list is long. But I guess the thing is, I don't even know where to start. So one thing I don't love about myself that I'm coming to terms with is that I need to entertain and I need validation. I need an audience. And for years, I tried to suppress that because I grew up singing and dancing. And in high school, I was always performing. And then in college, I just thought, I need to give this up. I need to be a grown up. I need to get a real job and a real degree. And so I got out of theater and I moved into marketing and communications, and I tried that, and I did that for a while, but it's just like there's something inside of me that just needs, I don't know if it's attention or to tell jokes or to tell stories or what it is, but I need to entertain people. And then I need the applause or the, hey, that was great, and in return. So it's just this kind of symbiotic relationship thing where I just need to be out there. So, you know, I took a 10-year gap there in theater and acting and performing, and this podcast is kind of me reintroducing myself into, you know, having a voice and entertaining and sharing stories and things like that. So yeah, I guess I'll go with that one.
Jen, you ever think that it's just, you know, I work with my students with Myers-Briggs, and I have a really good friend that can really break it down and talk about it from a lot of different angles and aspects. And it has helped me every time she presents in my class. It helps me every time to have a better understanding of who I am and just how I'm wired.
Yeah.
So I think part of it is just how you're wired, right?
Right. And what's funny is when we first decided on this question last week, the first thing that came to my mind when we said it was, for me, was I don't like the way my personality profiles or temperament profiles come back. So anytime I take a Myers-Briggs or a color code or something along those lines and I get my results, I don't like it. Because it will tell you I'm an entertainer, I'm an enthusiast, I have a short attention span, I overbook myself, and all the, I just see the negative things that come out of my personality profile. But my husband.
But it's how you're wired. Like,
I mean, yeah, it's just inside of me. And I think all week I've been talking to people about it, and I wouldn't be me if those things weren't a big part,
they're part of
who
of
I
you.
Am. They are. Yep. They're a part of me. But society, I'll just say, doesn't always admire the class clown, right? Or the comedian, or the hey, look at me. It's not always appreciated, you know. And in education, which I've been in, you know, working in universities for a number of years, it's also, you know, you're expected to be serious and professional and mature and all of those things. So sometimes I feel like people don't respect, you know, really bubbly, enthusiastic, silly people. And so I've kind of probably suppressed a lot of that. And
Let it out, girl. Let it out.
Well, I sometimes find myself annoying. So I'm like, other people must find it annoying too. But I don't know. I don't know.
You know,
I think it's amazing and you're amazing. And
I've got it.
It's a gift. It's actually really a gift. And that's how I would look at it. Like,
and I got to, I have to share this, Jen. But Jen was, I thought it was so cool. She sent me two videos, one of herself singing with her ukulele, which she taught herself since November. Can you believe it? She taught herself. Do you play other string instruments? That's not the first string instrument.
No, I've never picked up a string instrument before.
What the heck are you, some kind
never.
Of a prodigy or something?
Apparently.
How can you do that? Oh, my God.
I don't know. It, you know,
it's a gift.
It is a gift.
Well, so,
and you should hear. And she sang. It was beautiful. And then they sent me a funny video, her and her husband singing a song that she wrote. We ought to put some of that stuff on the podcast one of these times. We really should.
Yeah,
it was funny.
Well, so one thing I've always said, oh, we need to wrap this up, but my husband and I were talking about it, and I just said, oh, I feel like I'm the gen of all trades and master at none. Like, I can't focus my energy enough into any one thing to be an expert. I've always felt that way. Like,
What's wrong with not being an expert?
Well, I just always have my hand in so many different pots. It's like, oh, there's an opportunity, and then I go to that. Oh, there's an opportunity, and I go to that. And so I have learned so many little talents and skills and abilities, and I pick things up really quickly, but then I feel like, oh, who am I? Like, I don't have a, I'm not what good at one single thing. And my husband
I think if you did one single thing, you'd be bored.
I'd be so bored.
You wouldn't be thriving.
Yeah. And Jeff said that expression, I can't remember it verbatim, but he's like, have you ever heard that whole expression? It's like, jack of all trades, expert at none. It's better to be good at everything than only to be good at one. And I'm like, no, I don't even know if that's how it really goes, but it made me feel a little better. So, and it's kind of true. Like, you know, like, who sings and dances and DJs and also writes books? You know, like, I just love so many things. My passion is everywhere. And I
so, Jen, do you think we could talk you into playing a ukulele for one song on one of these, maybe next podcast? Would you do that for us?
You don't have to. Bob, I will sing and dance and act like a trained monkey if someone can give me attention. That's what I just admitted to you. Like, I am more than happy. But I will say, it is kind of hard to record a ukulele audio and make it sound good. It's a little tricky, but we can definitely
Let's do it.
Let's try it.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Well, that is our episode. I just want to thank everybody for listening today. You can check us out, Jen, X, Y, and I podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also call us at 313-437-2959. Leave us a message and ask us any questions you might have. You can also send us a text at that number. And Bob wants me to let you know that every time a new podcast comes out, we send out a reminder email. And if you'd like to be on our reminder list, you can email us at Jen, XYNIGENXYANDI@gmail.com.
And if you would like to become part of the podcast and you have a story you want to share on the topic, please feel free to let us know so we could share it.
Absolutely. We love our friends and listeners. Well, that's it for today. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk next time. Thanks, guys.
Toodaloo.
Bye.
Bye.